call this meeting to order with that. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this meeting of the Board of Trustees Finance Committee of the Great River Regional Library. We will move on to agenda item number two to adopt the agenda ahead of us. So I would be open to a motion to do so.
So moved.
Second.
A motion's been made and seconded. Any additions or changes?
Nope.
Ask. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. These are hot. Agenda item number three. They're loud.
Oh.
Yeah, it seems loud. Approval of the minutes from the June 19th, 2018 meeting.
So moved.
Motion and a second's been made. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to agenda item number four, the Great River Regional Library 2018 budget and proposal, a continuation of that discussion with requested action. So I'll turn that over to this corner.
Okay.
I don't care. We didn't really talk about who was going to talk about it.
No, we didn't.
This is the final document after the conversation last month. It incorporates all of the changes that we talked about, and if you look at page 13, I think that's the question most of you will have in your mind in terms of what does that do to your county share. And so if you recall from June, we changed what we budgeted for state aid. We moved it up to 1.6, and we incorporated changes that were discussed around wages and benefits in the closed session. So those final changes are incorporated in that bottom box that's both gray and green. And if you look at the right-hand column, you can see the total dollar change and the total percentage change for each county. So in this final scenario, it's a total increase on the regular, on the operating budget of 1.28% total for Great River Regional Library, but for each county that results into something different. So Benton County is seeing a $15,000 decrease, Morrison County a $4,900 decrease, Sherburne County's a $42 increase, Stearns is a $94.58 decrease, Todd County $10,243 decrease, and then Wright County, because of the way the formula is working, is still a $14,800
Yeah, tax capacity has been going bananas.
Yep. So it's a net total change of minus $25,000 in the county shares.
Mm-hmm.
That's partly due to the shift in state aid budgeting. So if you have questions about what's in the budget, we can certainly talk about more of that. We've talked about it quite a bit over the last two meetings.
Okay, so we would be open to a motion to approve the budget proposal.
So moved.
So first, is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Any questions or comments or concerns?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Please.
Ed, you make sure you tell Spencer Berkeley, you delivered. You saved them money. He couldn't do it, but you did.
Yeah, right. I don't have to tell him because Commissioner Bowerly will. Oh, yeah.
So we're already scheduled to come visit you on the 13th of August. So
must be the first day, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And we'll be making visits to all of the counties to present the final budget. Patty's already working on scheduling some of those sessions. So we try to get them all in within the next 2 months. But because you all meet on the same day, it's kind of challenging to get from, like, Long Prairie to Buffalo if that's the case. So, yeah.
Madam Chair, are you going to send out written notice, though, of the changes before you visit?
Yes, you usually send the notices after.
Once the budget is passed, I normally send out a hard
okay.
Email it or a hard copy.
I informed our auditor today that she'd probably receive a notice after tonight. So
right. We have had a couple of county folks reaching out and asking what the preliminary
yeah,
numbers are,
yeah.
So we did send those out as
we're
they were
working
requested.
On our budget, so we
yep.
want to.
Okay, any other discussion?
And I just want to caution the board, we are using funds to make these reductions, so
mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure we don't get into this habit all the time, because it's going to could catch us off guard
catch up to us, yeah.
sooner or later. So,
And that's the old discussion, what's an appropriate reserve?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion on the table, so all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Moving on to agenda item number 5, the second quarter financial report. This is also an action item in your packet. And I'll turn this over to Aaron.
Thank you. So for June 30th, the overall operating budget is at 43.97, which normally at this time of year it should be half spent. Some of the reasons for that, and I've highlighted a few here that I want to go over, was in mostly in the salaries, benefits, and retirement area. And the major player for that was the Associate Director of Public Relations vacancy. As you know, that if salaries aren't being spent, then retirement isn't being spent, and then the monthly benefit credit isn't being used. Another major player in this is under building maintenance, account number 1030-4200-240. Normally, at this time of year, that would be 100% spent. But the reason it isn't is because of ongoing discussions with the city of St. Cloud for their lease. And they usually bill us for the prior year expenditures, the 18%. We usually get that bill around January, February-ish. And we usually pay it around February or March. But they sent us a bill, and the bill was in error. I sent it back. They sent another one. That bill was in error also. So we are holding on to that until they give us a final number, and we'll look it over and okay it. A couple other places that we're seeing some reductions and some savings is the Center for Internet Security under memberships and subscriptions, although it's not a huge amount, but it is showing that the year-to-date amount spent is a negative $29.66, and that is mainly due to one invoice for services that we paid in 2017, didn't realize that the check had not been cashed for a significant amount of time, and so when we dug into the outstanding checks, we ended up contacting the vendor, asking them why they haven't cashed the check, and they said that we actually didn't owe the money, because that service was free at that time. But the bill was submitted to accounting, and accounting paid it.
What did they do with the check then?
They never cashed it, actually. So that we asked that they send it back. So what created that credit was a void, and it crossed years. So one other thing I'd like to mention is under printing public information, account number 1020-4200-280, we're only 21% spent, and that is due to significant reductions in radio advertising and also reduced costs on the event guide. Other than that, everything else seems to be pretty well on target. Library materials is actually a little underspent as well, but that is never spent on an even keel, but it is always spent up by year end.
Be open first to a motion to approve the second quarter financial report.
So move, Mrs. Chair.
Second.
Motion made and a second. Any questions?
Yeah, Madam Chair.
Or a comment, please.
Aaron, like I say, the CD rates are looking much better than they were a couple years back.
Yes, sir.
You actually get a dollar on your dollar now.
Yep. And they just keep going up. I'm just wondering when they're going to flatline.
And then,
a precursor, I guess, to future discussions around this year's budget. Because there's money left from the vacancy from the Associate Director of Public Relations, and we've filled the position now with a Communications and Development Coordinator, I expect we will want to designate some of those funds for her training. in future budget discussions, because we'll want to bring her up to speed on Razor's Edge, our fundraising software, and we may want to contract with Library Strategies to do a little more in-depth training, since we still have a working relationship with them, and it seems like a good opportunity since there's some funds left.
Madam Chair, why would the board have to do that? Why can't you just?
Because it's in salaries, and so we can't spend salary dollars on something other than salaries.
So the training line could just get overspent.
Yeah, we could do that if the board's comfortable with that direction, but we historically have brought big changes like that to the board for a discussion.
Okay. Anything else? So we do have a motion, so all in favor of the second quarter financial report as presented by Aaron, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to agenda item number 6, also an action item, the patron amnesty proposal.
So this was one of the designation requests we had separated it out for this meeting, but we talked about it a little bit at last meeting. And at the June Finance Committee meeting, we talked about things we could potentially spend the surplus reserve on. We went back at the leadership table and prioritized different portions of those designations. We felt like patron amnesty needed to be pulled out as a separate action item, partly because amnesty isn't really going to cost us money in the same way as contracting with a vendor. Amnesty has the potential to reduce the amount of revenue we receive, and it actually impacts this year's budget more than it would make sense to designate money out of the reserve in order to do it. So the proposal that we've put together is, knowing that we're running a fairly significant surplus again this year, we would like to experiment with patron amnesty for a 2-week period in September across the 10th anniversary for the St. Cloud Library and library card sign-up month as a way to promote coming back to the library. We think we have a barrier issue with patrons who use the library once and then never come back because they incurred fines and they're embarrassed or just don't feel like the library is a place for them. We don't know exactly what will happen, but the most we could potentially lose would be all of the fines collected in September, and that, I think, is a high estimate. If that was true, we average about $26,700 in fines collected in a month. So what we're talking about is narrowing that window to a 2-week period to limit some of the risk. We would only use it for fines and fees. So if somebody's missing a book, they still have to bring the book back. We would still charge for a lost item. This would only be for fines and fees.
What's the magic of 2 weeks?
It was less than a month. And so it's well.
Good
I
math.
Take that back.
My administrator when I need him.
College got you that one.
That was good, Karen.
Good response.
I knew it was coming.
the patron service folks felt like we should straddle 2 weekends in order to maximize the
amount.
I
would think longer, but I mean, if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do.
There seemed to be, at the last discussion, some concerns from some board members about the amount of risk involved in an experiment like this. So we took the step of minimizing the risk a little bit more in order to gauge what would happen. So,
no guts, no glory.
Yep, Madam Chair, have we done this before or no?
We do read down your fines for kids,
yes.
But that was through a fundraising campaign. And kids have to actually come in and read 15 minutes to get a dollar waived. So this would be a little different. It'd be open to everybody, and there isn't that read in order to get it. The only other time we've ever done amnesty at Great River was in the height of the crash. And I don't know if you have ever heard the crash story, but in the late 90s, Great River's entire library system crashed, and we lost all of the electronic records for months. And so when they came back online, they did an amnesty period in order to get people back into the system and rebuild it from scratch. So that was the only other time we've ever done anything like
that. What do we do for backup now?
We have redundant backups.
Okay.
That was the time of tape backups, and they actually had to send the tapes overseas in order to recover the data.
Mm.
It was a long time ago. I was hired shortly after the crash, so I've only heard stories.
I still have paperwork in my fire file.
It was a big deal.
Oh, geez.
How are you going to let people know about this?
We will get the communications department on this at once it's passed. We have a monthly e-newsletter we can incorporate this in. We'll get posters out. The event guide for September and October hasn't been printed yet, so we still have an opportunity to get the information into the event guide. And then Abby Faulkner, our communications specialist, has a pretty good tie-in with the local media, so we'll get it out, as many free avenues as we can. We do have some money left in printing and publicity, so we might look at paid advertising too, but we want to be careful about making it too big the first time, because the first time is always a learning experience. My hope would be is it's successful enough that we'd want to repeat it again next September, because we have our 50th anniversary coming up next year too. So this one is more about learning how it would work and the impact, and then if it's successful, and successful would be people come back and actually use their library cards. It's financially sustainable, I think, is something we'd want to look at too. There's a good chance that the fines that we're waiving are things we would never have collected
Right.
Right. Yeah. That's what I think. I see it as a great outreach effort for those people that the barrier is there, that they have this fine to pay and they either can't pay it or whatever, and they can come back. They're embarrassed, yeah. Come in, get reinstated and use our services. So I'm hoping for that. So this is an action item, so we do need a motion to approve the patron amnesty proposal. There is a first. Is there a second?
I can second that.
Any other discussion on it? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to agenda item number 7, the unassigned fund balance designations proposal. Again, this is an action item, but I will turn it over to Karen. So these are the same proposals that we talked about in June. The leadership team did prioritize them. They're in order of priority, but we grouped them also in terms of priority 1 versus priority 2 if we had to make hard decisions. The reason, I can go through the reasons for each one briefly. User and non-user survey, we need to update our strategic plan by 2020. We would be doing this in-house. St. Cloud State would do a much better job. And we know that Stearns County had some success with their project, so we would love to be able to duplicate that. Tablets for staff use would allow us to not only serve patrons better, but potentially launch into Instagram, because we don't have mobile platforms in each library to post to that social media effort, so it would be a twofold effort. Acquisitions builds us for the future, especially knowing that we have a single staff person who's actually the gatekeeper for all of that information right now, and she has a fantastic system, but we would like to open that up, and it could allow us to diversify the collection a little more and allow some local decision-making about selection. And then Canopy streaming is one that we moved back and forth between priority 1 and priority 2. Canopy is a platform that is a pay-per-use streaming platform for video. Most library products are pay-per-use. This is one that seems to fit our mission the best because it offers things like great courses. And, you know, the cost at $25,000 will mean we have $25,000 worth of uses. We run the risk of offering a service that either is used a lot and we need more money, or isn't used a lot and we might not spend as much. But this is our best guess as to what the usage for library our size would be. The priority 2 ones were mostly moved there because we felt like we weren't ready for some of them. Like security updates, we've talked a lot about having a budget for security, but we don't have concrete things we would spend money on, so it seems a little premature to designate funds for that. Blue Cloud Analytics has the capability of giving us better data reporting from our system. We
may not be in a position to launch that quite yet, especially trying to get all of the other things going. Express checkouts and wiring, we designated funds for that at the end of last year, and we're still working on implementing those. This proposal, though, would allow us to help support cities in implementing that, and that's been a hurdle in the last round of implementing express checkout. So that's where it opens the door for us. Wireless printing, we think it would be used. We just don't know if the cost justifies the amount of demand, but we do know that at some point in time that's something we would have to offer. So the total amount for all of these requests is The 6 month reserve is $336,693. The total amount for all of these projects is about $246,000. The priority ones are $97,000, and you can see how much they're costed out at each one. There are also certain ones that are more than a one-time designation. So, for example, Blue Cloud Analytics, that's a three-year cost. In 3 years, I would hope we would know whether or not we'd want to continue it, but it is something that would have an ongoing cost and have tails. So that's part of the reason that was moved down below, as was wireless printing. So.
Okay. So, there would be a motion, open to a motion to approve the unassigned fund balance designations. But do we want to look at these in one full swoop? Do we want to?
Yeah, it's where the world is. It's not where the world's going. It's there already. We're not.
Is that a motion?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll second for more discussion.
There is a second. So open it now to discussion.
Madam Chair, if we decide, Karen, if we, you know, as a board member, that let's say we don't want to have the streaming service, what when you categorize these, what incentive is there to board to say, okay, let's move Horizon acquisitions up above outsourced regional user? See what I'm saying?
So from a county perspective?
Yes. Yep.
From a county perspective, we're going to have a strategic plan. So the survey is going to get us to the non-users in your county. I think that's going to have a lot of benefit because it will get us answers from people who don't have library cards, and that's often a question I think all of us have in our minds. Tablets for staff use. I don't think it would be a good idea to say we're only going to put tablets in Wright County libraries, for example. That just wouldn't play well with our staff or our patrons. Acquisitions, it's an all or nothing deal. It's an add-on to the system, so there really isn't a way for us to limit the spending by county. Because it's a subscription that serves the whole region. And the same thing for Canopy. I suppose there's a technical way we could set it up so Wright County resident, or we'll say Wright County, just for the sake of discussion, Wright County residents couldn't stream. We could potentially limit by county, but it would probably be a lot of work to create that, and that is not the service model we have. Right now, the service model at Great River is, if you're part of Great River, you can use the services. It doesn't matter what side of the county border you sit on. And we've used that as a successful model for a very long time. And it's why Morrison and Todd and Benton County libraries are higher quality than what you would see on the other side of, on the north side of your borders. So that it is possible to do that with streaming, probably. Possibly with wireless printing. Express checkouts, I think we already have plans to put express checkouts in some of your libraries. I don't know that we've actually moved forward with them, but we could certainly look at whether or not to do that. Blue Cloud Analytics is an add-on, so it'd be a regional add-on. There wouldn't be a way to limit that by county.
And Madam Chair,
mm-hmm.
Thank you. With the additional express checkouts, we've had extensive conversation on this, and there's only four viable candidates for this, right?
Right now.
There were others out there, but we decided we're not just going to throw them in just to throw them in. We got what makes sense to put them there and go from that way, because when you're spending one-time money, you want to do it. And if all four of these are single-staffed libraries or three or four, whatever the number, if that can enhance that service without having to add to payroll, I think that's just an enhancement for the Great River Regional Library. And so anyway, that one was vetted out quite well from before. The wireless printing, I'm not against trying things, and if they work, great. And if they don't work, we can always pull the plug on it to say it's done.
Madam Chair, I have a concern about the prioritization. What message does it send to the staff that we put security on a second level and our patrons? I just have a concern about making that statement, so.
Yeah, we talked about that. If we needed a mirror, we could do that probably tomorrow. One of the problems with the ideas that are coming from the security committee right now is it takes a little bit to look at every one of those libraries and say, okay, this is where we need it. This is what it needs to look like. And so it's not that we don't want to put money behind it. It's just, it may seem premature to designate it because I couldn't tell you exactly what we're going to spend $10,000 on, and I don't feel right about that.
I understand that, but the message that we put it under another second priority, a lower level priority, kind of makes me think that some people think, well, we don't really take it seriously and don't want to address it. But I know we are, but I just don't want the wrong message to go out there that we're not taking it seriously. So
I would have to say I had the same reaction with that one, just the message. Mm-hmm. I totally hear what you're saying, Karen, right, and where you're at with it. But I think the message, just seeing it in print, mm-hmm, surprised me.
Because I think we weren't as clear on that. Because we asked them to prioritize these.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if we went into the first tier, second tier type thing, and just from top to bottom, what you most, all the way there. And,
yeah.
Right.
And some things can get, we agreed on which one should be 1, 2, 3, 4.
To me, Madam Chair, I would take out the words priority 1 and priority 2 and just leave them as, we're going to obviously address them as the top 3 or 4 in order, but the second one I would just put future department budget requests and leave the priority 2 out. To me, it lowers the importance of the issue. So
yeah,
it's,
I hear you.
If that's okay, but that's a suggestion from me.
Sure.
So.
Yep. What was the motion maker think of that?
Would that be okay with the motion?
That is a good idea.
And the second? Were you the second, Ed? Who was the second?
I said Randy.
Oh, Randy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Other questions or comments, clarifications?
Madam Chair, you were stating some figures, but on the bottom of mine it says 259,000. Is you were?
Oh, that's the right number. Sorry.
Okay, you were shooting
out
other figures.
I thought I put it at the top, and I was trying to remember what it was, and I didn't have it at the top.
I was trying to follow you, and I didn't quite
over the 6 month reserve is what we're over the 6 month reserve.
Yeah, we would not be spending the entire amount that's over the 6 month reserve, and that doesn't count what is likely to be a surplus from this year. So it still would be money.
Okay.
I can say too that all of these projects are solid enough that they would likely come forward as a department budget request at some point as well. It's not things that we're just picking out of the air. These are things that are probably things that we'll need to do no matter what at some point in time.
Okay, others? We do have a motion and a second. So all in favor of the unassigned fund balance designations proposal, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion has carried. Thank you. Agenda item number 8, please note our next meeting is September 18th at 5 o'clock. September, that's going to be fall. It's crazy.
You'll still be at Boundary Waters, though.
Mm-hmm, I might be. And any other business? Then I would be open to.
Thank you for the discussion and this designation today. I think this will mean a ton to the staff. They will be very excited to be able to move projects like this forward. So thanks for the consideration.
I think the efficiencies with those tablets that they can use is just going to pay for itself in a big way.
Thank you for the hard work in doing this. Getting organized.
I'd be open to a motion to adjourn.